Welcome to Time to Talk, the Art of Communication, and I'm your host, Roland Millward. The very first text message was sent on December the 3rd, 1992. A gentleman called Neil Papworth, a 22-year-old test engineer, sent the very first text message to a mobile phone on that date. And it was actually sent from his personal computer to the Vodafone network. Now, of course, text messages have become commonplace. In fact, every month worldwide, over 180 billion text messages are sent out. Now, text messaging is good, but it can also be bad, and sometimes it can be plain ugly. Let's talk about text messaging in Time to Talk, the Art of Communication. So let's talk about text messaging. We're going to call this one the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, text messaging can have a number of sides to it. There's the good side, there's the bad side, and there's a plain ugly. Well, let's talk about the good side of text messaging. Text messaging is very convenient. You can send a text message from a mobile phone. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. Just one of the bog-standard, good old-fashioned phones can send a text message. So you're able to tell someone that you're going to be late or you're going to be early, that you're not going to be able to keep your appointment, whatever it is like that, a very brief message that you want to send that is maybe quite urgent, maybe it's not. It could be something like, get well soon, sorry to hear you poorly. That kind of message to cheer someone up. Well, that's good. And it's also sometimes convenient to send a text message when perhaps you're not able to phone someone because perhaps your conversation, for instance, would be overheard. People travelling on a train or on a bus, for instance, might not wish to have their message listened to by others. So a text message can just be sent along quite easily. So some good reasons for using texts. Businesses can also keep in touch with their customers. I often get a text message to confirm my dental appointment or to remind me that I'm due a dental appointment in the future. Would I make one? That kind of thing. I can reply by the text message to say, yes, I'm coming, or no, I'm not. It's very useful, and businesses find it useful for that reason too. Now, when it comes to sending text messages, there is a danger that because we have a limited number of characters, generally speaking, or we're in a hurry, and maybe we're using a keyboard that auto-spells or auto-corrects, then we could end up using the wrong word. We might write something down that is nonsensical, so when people receive it, they can't understand it, and therefore the message has been wasted, and maybe then we're wondering why we don't get a reply. We may even send it to the wrong person, so be wary of that one. That's very important, you send your messages to the right person. But also when it comes to texting, if you're too brief and you're not really considering what you're saying, your message might come across rude. People may misinterpret it, and you may not have had that intention at all. On the other hand, you might be in a bad mood and angry, and rather than think carefully before you speak to somebody, you bash out a text message on your phone, you press send, bam, it's gone, the other person's read it, and there's trouble. So because something is so convenient and so easy to do, we have to be careful that we do not make mistakes like that. Either we send them in haste, or we haven't checked the wording or how it may sound to others because we haven't read it back in a different frame of mind, and therefore when it goes out, we upset people. And that's perhaps the last thing we'd want to do. So be very, very careful that when you're sending a text message to someone, that it's written out with enough words or the right words, correctly used, correctly spelled, that people will understand what you mean. So that's the first rule of texting, is to check carefully. Never text in haste or in anger. Think before you speak, before you write, and then check before you send. Then that'll be the good side carried out, because you'll be sending the right messages to the right people at the right time. Now, the bad side really is those sort of things, misspellings, misinterpretations, not thinking through what you're going to say, and therefore creating a problem with the receiver of that text message. Now, there's the ugly side. Now, the ugly side is where people use texting to bully. and to really cause harm and trouble for others. And sometimes they do it anonymously from pay-as-you-go phones that are not traceable. So therefore, if you start receiving anything like this and it's serious, do obviously hand it in to the police so they can deal with that, and block the number so you do not see that again. Get your network provider to block it if you can't do it yourself on the phone, so you don't see such things. But everything you have received, if it's very serious like that, do hand it to the authorities, because somebody could be intent on causing you harm in the future. So there is an ugly side to all forms of communication, whether it's person to person through texting or social media, and we'll deal with social media in another episode. So there is the good, there is the bad, because perhaps we've created that ourselves to some degree, and there's a plain ugly where people are using texting like that to really bully us in some way or to cause us harm. So texting, it is very useful. It's been around now for over 25 years, so I'm sure we'll continue to use texting for a long time to come. And make sure that whenever you are texting, follow the principles of write it, read it carefully, then send it. That's important. Write it carefully, read it carefully, then send it. And you should minimise the problems that may otherwise arise. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you again soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.